This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
there we go.
That's an appropriate sound.
Chris finally gave in.
National Donut Day.
Oh, and he actually grabbed one that was one of the more unhealthy ones.
You know, if you're going to go big, go big, go home. If it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing. You know?
There you go.
Right, I was always taught not to eat with your mouth full and stuff. Not talk with your mouth full. But, you know.
And you got one that Sam got from Wixie's. What was your experience at Wixie's?
Oh, man, yeah. So I was thinking about doing a call-in from Wixie's, right? I came up to the place, first of all, and it was parked up on both sides of the street there. At Wixie's, and then went inside and was packed. I mean, there were people everywhere doing their best to social distance, they were working furiously. The case, I mean, this is early in the morning. The case was mostly empty, and they were restocking. So,
wow.
Busy day at Wixie's, and so I did bring in a dozen donuts.
We can't eat them all, folks. Please stop by today.
Yeah, stop by, say hi.
And we'll give you a donut. You can choose from your donut because we got a wide variety of donuts from two different places, Mama C's and Wixie's.
Yeah.
So have a donut. We'll get you some SFM stuff, too, and give you a little tour of the building. You can see our renovated section of the office that was destroyed by smoke and water.
Yeah. Do a little tour.
So please come by before 6 o'clock or until the donut. Well, you can still come by if the donuts are gone. But please help us eat these donuts.
Help us eat. We need your help.
I love that. Free food.
We need volunteers to eat donuts.
Yeah, that should be a tough one.
It's free station stuff on the way out.
There we go.
It's a win all around, you know. Yeah,
we are located 5105 Glendale Avenue. That's just east of Reynolds Road. Look for the Storm and Norman flea market truck and Marco's Pizza out and towards the front, and we're right behind that.
Yeah, we're not hard to find.
Yeah, the truck is the one that says fleas on it with a mattress sign hanging off the edge. There's no two words you want to see sitting off the edge of a truck. Flea market and mattresses. Fleas and mattresses.
There we go.
Oh, jeez. So did you say we had somebody on line one?
Yes.
Do we? Hello.
Holly.
Hi.
Hi. Happy National Donut Day.
Yeah, you guys are making me hungry for donuts.
Well, come on to the SFM.
That's right. How close are you?
Yeah. We got donuts. She's in Napoleon, but...
oh, that'd be a haul.
Any good donut places in Napoleon?
No.
No?
Oh, no!
Well, then you got to come to Toledo.
Station.
Yeah. To the SFM, get one.
Like Circle K and all the gas stations do sell donuts.
I think I recognize the voice. Is this Holly?
Yeah, this is Holly.
I recognize the voice. Hi, Holly. Good morning.
Of course.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Good morning to you.
Hi. It's fun because on Saturdays, Holly and I, we always tech and forth. I haven't met you yet. Was hoping you can get a chance to go to the Skillet Show. Not quite, but next
maybe
one.
Maybe I could be lucky enough to grab some of those tickets.
Tuesday. Yeah, we're giving away passes.
Yeah.
Yep, car passes all day Tuesday.
All right, so what you got for us on National Donut Day?
Okay, National Donut Day. I have two favorites. I like the jelly donuts and I like the cream filled donuts. But the best ones ever out there are the Pooski donuts.
Ooh. Those are a heavier donuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you get them, you know, at an actual bakery instead of a grocery store, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
So where do you get your Pooskis?
Chief's Supermarket when they have it during the holidays.
Ah, okay.
Like wintertime.
Yeah, there's a couple of places here in Toledo that do the bakeries that do the Pooskis for, for Fat Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Holly.
Yep. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Okay, another donut down. Tommy just ate one.
Or at least one.
If you want a
now
donut,
he's looking already for
you
another
better,
one.
You better hurry. Tommy just walked into the studio.
Yeah, man, he's really checking them out.
Which one's next?
He's like grabbing a donut. He's taking a box. He's grabbing a box, taking it with him.
All right, check this out from Robert in North Carolina. It's the Krispy Kreme Challenge for North Carolina Children's Hospital. So it's a student-run, charity-based race. They strive for a safe and fun event to bring together both the local community and international running scene. It's a unique challenge of both athletic and gastrointestinal skill.
There you go. I knew I had a skill.
I knew I did. There you go. So here's what they say. 2,400 calories, 12 donuts, 5 miles, 1 hour.
Wow.
The mantra of the Krispy Kreme Challenge epitomizes the test of physical fitness and gastrointestinal fortitude. What started as a challenge among 10 friends has transformed into a nationally publicized charity race and the number one tradition to complete before graduating from North Carolina State University. On February 1st, they hosted 5,489 runners for the 16th Krispy Kreme Challenge. And $175,000 was donated to the University of North Carolina Children's Hospital. Krispy Kreme Challenge is UNC's Children's Hospital's largest unrestricted donor. Participants from the challenge at the Memorial Bell Tower on the campus of North Carolina State in Raleigh. Runners then travel 2.1 miles through historic downtown Raleigh to the Krispy Kreme located at the intersection of Peace and Person Streets, where they attempt to consume one dozen original glazed donuts.
Wow.
The hardest part of the challenge awaits them as they run 2.5 miles back to the Memorial Bell Tower.
Everything about this sounds entertaining. Does this something about this feel like the Nathan's hot dog eating contest with Joey Chestnut every 4th of July?
I would be comatose after
a Yeah, only college age students could pull this off.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez. Where do they televise this? Here, stream this online. Find it last year's on YouTube.
That last 2.5 miles, you just see people starting to drop down on the ground. And thanks for sending that, Robert. Oh my gosh.
That feels like our next station event.
Yeah,
we're gonna do that for next fundraiser for SFM.
Yeah.
run a couple miles, put the donuts at the end.
Yeah.
Jeff, you think I'm kidding?
I know you. You run, I'll eat the donuts.
Could you imagine?
It'll be a team.
I wonder how far we are from Wixie's. You know, we could set it up, run to Wixie's.
That's about 2.5 miles.
Eat a dozen of Wixie donuts and then try to run back.
Seriously. Seriously. No, look at his face. I'm telling you, this would be awesome. So try this. That'd be fun.
Krispy Kreme is way over on C-Corp. That'd be too far.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
But the idea is out there.
Please stop by SFM here in Toledo today. Help eat these donuts. We'll get you some SFM stuff as well. Yeah. Give you a tour of the studio. We'll be here till 6 o'clock or until the donuts run out. But even if the donuts are gone, we can still give you some SFM stuff.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Please don't bring any more donuts, though.
Yeah, there we go.
We've had enough.
Yeah, plenty.
Let's take a chance. What do we? I'll call her here. Who do we got? Hi, SFM. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Trucker Chaz.
Trucker Chaz.
Yes.
What up?
You
got the little Chazes with you.
So this National Donut Day. I was telling Zach yesterday. I don't need a donut. I got a Chaz belly donut that I have every day with me.
A trucker gut?
Trucker gut.
But what's your kid's favorite? The Travis Sprinkle one? Is that it?
Yeah. Sprinkles?
They're like, oh, sure.
They're like, what's your favorite? Donuts.
What's your favorite donut? Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Which works out because we're Yes FM.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
If I had to, it'd be the apple fritter. I've always liked it.
Another for the fritter.
Very popular.
All morning.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. All right. Thanks, Chaz.
See you, man.
Tommy's looking again, man. He's still checking those things out.
We may not have a lot of donuts left by the time you get here, listeners.
He's taking the Wixie's box.
The box and
he's
got to
do the prayer closet.
He's taking the box into the prayer closet. And he may not come back out.
Yeah, sure.
The new Yes FM channel challenge, eat a dozen donuts, do the prayer closet.
Yeah. That's right.
he got the last donut hole. Which was neat about Mama C's, I got 3 glazed donuts and... they gave you the donut holes.
Oh.
I've never seen that before. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
A little
cool.
Extras.
So you get the whole donut.
Yeah. This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.